Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to focus on the letter K, K for knowledge. You might just delve into what you mean by knowledge. I mean, everybody knows they need to keep learning and everything like that, but I love your approach and your outlook to it in a more positive way rather than I didn't know this or very negative approach. Maybe you might explain what you mean by that.
Thank you, Connor, and thank you for that great introduction. So knowledge is continuous, never-ending learning. As you mentioned, we must never stop improving. Like, we will not be happy if we think that we know it all. And the minute you think you know it all, that's the moment you're going to be least happy, because we have to keep learning. And this sport is probably one of the most fascinating sports in the world, because you have your own talents and your own progress, but then you have to watch each horse and work out the personality of that horse, and from what tack it needs, bridles, saddles, the equipment is so important. Every horse is a different personality, and you have to work out what works for them. And that in itself, like, it's one extra link in the chain. Or, you know, what's if they're shy, did they need side cheeks? It just goes on and on and on. But then you have to look at what the horse needs, you know, where the horse is at, what flat work does it need, what exercises does it need, and continuously learn. And how do we learn? We learn by asking. We learn by asking questions, and never, ever, ever stop asking questions. No matter what people are at the top. Ian Miller, I'm lucky enough to know Ian very well, and he would say he never stops learning, never stops. It's a continuous journey. And then not just on your riding, on your horse, but on horse's feed, what feed suits a horse, your own learning, self-reflection. When you look at rounds, a big thing I'd love to talk about now is when people normally look at themselves, another K word, they knock themselves, they're self-critical, they self-doubt, and they won't even look back over their previous videos because they feel they did one or two mistakes and they forgot about all the good stuff they've done. So I am a big fan of the debriefing greatness, what was great, 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 and what could be greater, so you keep your confidence up. Because when you knock yourself, your confidence drops. When you self-doubt, when you say, oh, I'm so bad and I'm so disappointed and I rode so badly, and you forget about all the good efforts you make and take. And sometimes it's on the horse. Sometimes the horse might be 100%, you know, getting a horse checked regularly and understanding, trotting them to make sure that they're 100% sound. Because sometimes riders, they blame themselves 100%. And sometimes it's just the horse might be a bit sore. And all the time asking yourself the questions, you know, where am I out of 10 with the tack? Where am I out of 10 with my own presence, with my own self? Am I in a good place before a ride? Was I fresh? Was I energized? As we talked about so many areas in the A to Z so far. And then am I learning enough on the horse's well-being? You know, is he fit enough? Is he strong enough? Is she fit enough? You know, is what do I need to do differently? Discussion, deep discussions with your trainer, and understanding vet's reports, understanding teeth, you know, understanding every, you know, the conditions, what suits him, what doesn't suit him or her. And then when you think that you know it all, you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. But the best way to find out is to ask yourself, where am I out of 10 in my knowledge of this? Where am I out of 10 in the knowledge of that? And you know the answer inside. And if you're 6, 7, 8, and you need to ask more, or you need to do research online, or you need to study more of your role model, so many great exercises out there, so many great psychology tips. You know, it just goes on and on and on. But the hunger to learn, the hunger to get better, the hunger to improve. And it's, I never feel, oh my God, I don't know anything, I don't know enough. You're just, once you're learning 1% a day, once you improve millimeters, is all continuous, never ending learning. That's the benefit of knowledge, and that's what brings excitement. That's what brings, what can I learn from that? You know, what can I take from it? What are my takeaways? Instead of saying, oh God, I'm done. I just can't do it. It's just, it went wrong and it's black and white. No, it's a journey of continuous never end. And again, as I spoke earlier, and you rightly said, progress is happiness. And to have that mindset and that hunger to improve, that ambition to get better and better, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think you're the only person I've ever come across, like I've been involved in various sports over the years, whatever, growing up, and never ever heard anyone say what went great and what could be even greater. It was always what all the little things we did wrong, and you know your coach or your captain of the team making you feel bad, you did this, you missed that, and it doesn't, like, yes, we all, like, I think everyone is really hard on themselves anyway, so they probably know what they did wrong to a large extent, but by framing it in a way of what about all the good things and how can we even improve more, yeah, that's huge, like,
it's huge. Yeah, nobody kind of goes into the ring to ride badly, like everybody goes in to do their best. Exactly. And when you come out, you say, look, I gave it my best. Okay, what went well, what was great? And the reason I came up with the debrief and greatness, I just see people being so hard. And I remember being stuck, you know, when, you know, one rider, I knew he put everything in. I knew he did everything he possibly could. He was, you know, organization, the visualization, the prep, everything. And it just didn't go right in the ring. Like, because you're against a course builder as well, and they're trying technical things and time and time faults and everything. So there's so many elements. And I remember saying, Jim, I have to come up with a tool, a strategy to help them, even when, you know, they put in their best efforts and it doesn't go to plan. What am I going to ask them? So, you know, when people begin, I'd always say, we're going to go through this debrief and greatness. And it takes a while, because your default is go straight for the one thing or two things. Normally, it's only one or two things that could have been better. Yeah. And I remember one rider, he'd won a class, actually. And I said, I'm actually going to do the debrief and greatness with him. I'm going to say, what, you know, we go through what was great, 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 and what could be greater, even though he won the class. And he went through all the things that he did well. And he said, then what I could have done greater. And just two little things he could have done better. Isn't that amazing? Like, even though he won the class. Yeah. So we never, ever, ever, ever stop learning. Another rider just came out of the ring recently, and she rode really, really well, but still disappointed. And one slight mistake. And but as she went through what was great, 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 and she got happier, I could feel her energy rise, even though she wanted to go, because I'd only started work on, she wanted to go straight for the one that was wrong. And then by the time, actually, yeah, if I wrote it again, you know, I love asking that question, if to write again, what would you do differently? And she explained what she would have done. She would have sat taller, she would have more inside leg and outside bend, outside rein, and sat taller. And then overall, it was very good. So her energy shifted. And that's so important to know, under Kay again, that knowledge, how you use knowledge, and how you use it to energize you, not to de-energize you.
Yeah, and deflate you. Like, deflate. It's like being in school, you know, and you might have got, you know, as a kid, like, you might have got 95% or 9 out of 10 in the spelling test or whatever. But, like, you go home and the first question you're asked is, well, what one did you get wrong? Yeah. And you're like, well, but I got 9 out of 10. I got 95% or whatever, yeah. I got. But, like, it's still ingrained in us.
Ingrained. It's no one's fault, Connor. You know, everybody, you know, with just these high standards. But you praise the effort. You praise the effort. And, of course, you want the result. And, again, as we talked about the journey, the joy of the jumping journey, to enjoy the journey, that's so important to keep that. And then you get more fulfilled, you get more back. And not only that, your animals feel it. When people come out at the inn gate and they're so disappointed, you can feel the horses nearly feeling it. Like, they can feel that energy. They picked up that sadness, that disappointment, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just lovely. I love helping riders to shift that mindset, to shift that negative energy, and to look at what was great, 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 and what could be greater. And they don't know any better. Like, so I feel privileged. Like, I live to give these tools, because I want people to, and their horses, each animal, to be happier.
That's really interesting, your approach about being so positive, but really focusing on the effort as well as whether it's good or bad, you know, and improving that. I suppose the closest thing I heard to that would have been with Coach John Wooden in America. He had different college teams every year. I think he won 13 straight championships with different players. And you say, well, how did you manage to do that? And how he did it was he made them focus on the knowledge, their skills, their fundamentals, their approach, that they gave it everything on the court, no matter what way things went. So that they would debrief afterwards saying, all right, we lost the game, but you gave it your all and you learned this and you learned that, and that's great. But equally, if he felt they won the game, but they didn't deserve to win it, they didn't put in the right effort, or they didn't learn the way they, learn from their mistakes, that's when he would say, no, we need to improve that regardless. So he was more focused on the progress and the outcome and improving, rather than we have to win the game. And ironically, that made him the most winningest coach
That's
probably in
amazing.
history,
That's amazing. Yeah, I know I'm a big, it's all about the effort and learning and your attitude to that, because when you get disappointed and when you get frustrated, it takes so long. It takes 10 positives to get up one let from one negative. So when you go through what was great, 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 and what could be great, of course you're going to be frustrated. Like it's an emotion, but not to dive deep into, depression, how bad it was. It's just, okay, this was good, this was good, this was good. And again, only like I hear it so many times on the phone when, when I'm not at a show and the writers are giving their debrief, and I'd say, can you do your debrief? And great. And so when you get time, send me a voice note and I can hear the energy pick up. Well, that was good. This line was good. That number was good. And I wrote well for that. And then they talk about the one, near a jump or two jumps, whichever it might be. And then they keep going. They realize actually they did write very, very well. Because talking is, talking positively uplifts us, and it's healthy. It's therapy to talk in a positive mind frame, and then what could be better? And to have a safe place where you can talk, it's lovely. Because as I'm listening to it, I can feel your energy go, build. And of course, when I'm talking one to one, you can shift that frequency, that energy, and then you can get on with your day and get on with your life and get on with your week instead of living. I can remember week to week feeling, carrying my disappointment and my frustration if Sunday wasn't good, and there are many of them. And like, why live in a sad, disappointed, frustrated way when you can have a tool to use that, okay, I'm going to debrief in greatness. What's great, great, great? And knowing this tool and knowing the knowledge of the learning, you just live a happier life as well as success in the ring.
Yeah, because I can imagine, look, we're all hard on ourselves, but also, your parents or your trainer or your whatever, you can see their disappointment too, but then you're feeling bad in yourself and the guilt and the shame or whatever.
Yeah.
You're kind of, it doesn't, like some people would say, oh yeah, but you need the negative to drive you on. But what how do you deal with that in a
Well,
positive
sometimes
way?
people think that you have to be hard on yourselves, and that's just the way it's hard yards. And professionals would have told me that. And sometimes I'm surprised, and I'm really. But if I had to ask them, are you enjoying it? Are you having fun? No. Like, this is just my experience. And when they shift the mindset and they work on the process of enjoying it, and again, Rory McIlroy has been Irish, and his results, his coach saying, his biggest shift when he won the Masters was that he focused on enjoying the every step, every move. God, in all the positions he was in, he kept telling himself that was, he kept coming back to it, and he thanked his coach for. Because that was his shift, because it wasn't getting in his head then, and he wasn't disappointed with a bad shot. He was just, okay, I'm enjoying it, I'm enjoying it. And our brain is happier when our brain is in that happier mindset, our body is more relaxed. When we're severe and negative and doubting ourselves and feeling really desperate, like that tightens our body, and horses feel it. Your animals pick it up straight away. So training your mindset and feeling it relaxed and using the tools, and then feeling it in your heart, that excitement, that happy chappy kid when you started, that will be transferred to your animus. So knowing these techniques and studying again your own rounds and looking back and practicing your debrief. So when you get to the ring and when it happens in real life, you say, okay, this was great, this was great. This, especially if you trot off your horse when you come out and you're trotting around and walking around. Keep going through what was great, great, not on the negative, but everything you did good. And then what could I do better for to ride again my next class or tomorrow when I ride? I'm going to do this differently.
Yeah, I think you're so right. Like, when you know yourself, when we get too controlling, too negative, too like, I'm going to make this happen, and it's
There's
you
no
do
flow.
you just get completely rigid, and
Rigid, yeah, exactly.
that can't help really,
Yeah,
can it?
100%, Connor, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you might bring us through a meditation
Yeah,
again on that.
absolutely. So awareness is curative. So once you're aware that you're not going to knock yourself, so we're on K, knock yourself, and you're going to know that not the knowledge of the debriefing greatness, going through what was great, 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 helps you be positive, helps you be confident, helps you to get back on track, get back on the horse again, so you're not going down this negative, depressed, falling off the cliff spiral. Like, you know, these are the calls I get. And I would love you all, as you listen and you watch, to know that this will, it's a game changer. So what I'm going to do in your meditation, I'm going to drop it into your subconscious so if we can all just put yourself at ease. Wherever you are, just make yourself comfortable. Become aware of this is your gift to yourself. So breathing in calm, relaxed energy. And again, pull in if you're driving, listening to this podcast. Breathe calm energy into your body. Feel your whole body relax into your seat. Breathing into your shoulders. Breathing into your mind. Breathing into your neck. Breathing into your upper body. Breathing into your lower body. Calm, relaxing energy all the way down your right leg, left leg. Smiling, relaxing. Feel your forehead relax, your cheek bones relax. Your neck, shoulders again relax, and double that feeling of your upper back relax, your lower back relax, your right leg, left foot, right hand, left hand. Breathing, be consciously aware, observing your breath, noticing your breath, and as you breathe, just feel this new energy of the knowledge of being kind to yourself, the knowledge of knowing you're not going to knock yourself, the knowledge of knowing that. The secret to not doing any of these negative harm to your mind, to your body, of being negative. You want to flip that switch and debrief in greatness. So as you breathe, just knowing that your new awareness, this new learning, you know that it's going to be filled with knowing that you're going to go through what's great, 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 always. Every time you flat, every time you train at home, always, every time you get to warm down, you ask yourself, what was great, great, great? What could be greater? What was great, great, great? Going through your rounds, going with stress out, going through every movement and all your disciplines. And your flat work, was the warm up good? What was great about that? Was I in my bubble? Was I focused? Was I calm, relaxed? Was I ready as you went to the ring? Was I up in the canter, up in that pace, up in front of my leg? Was I get as I canter up way before the first fence? Did I know where to get up in the canter? And as I focus on the first fence to the second, did I keep my number? Did I ride to the line? Was I correct? Was I tall in my body? Had I the right land and go? Did I riding forward? Was I looking forward and ahead? Was I looking early? Was I on the right number? Was I in the moment? Was I up in the rhythm? Was I calm? Was I relaxed? Was I understanding my animal? Was I doing with my supporting my animal? Was I connected? Was I holding my focus? Asking these questions, that was great, that was great. Yes, that was great. I did that well. I did this line good. I did that oxer well. I did that in and out well. I did that combination good. That was great. That was great. Okay, what could be great? If I had to write it again, I would have row kept being would have been forward for that line, or I would have stuck to my number, or if I changed the plan, I would have reacted quicker, or I would be more adaptable, or I would have kept up the rhythm. I would have rode through the rollback, or whatever it might be. This new awareness from one to two, two to three, be knowing that it's there and you're going to integrate it and you're going to learn. Life is going to be so much easier in everything you do when you do this new debrief, this new technique, debriefing greatness from three to four, four to five, embracing this new learning, this new knowledge, this new knowing, not knocking, but debriefing, debriefing in greatness, 6, 7, 8, and feel the excitement of this new way of feeling, this new way of thinking, this new way of being, as you know, like you know, like you know, you're going to integrate this. It's going to be part of your identity. It's going to be part of total ownership from this moment on, 8, 9, and 10. Well done.
Next week, we're going to focus on the letter L, which kind of segues nicely into from knowledge to letting go.
Yeah, we'll talk about what we need to let go. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Jim.